Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya Okia. Welcome back to another video, baby. If you are new to my channel, I am Latoya Okia. I'm a master life coach, a spiritual leader, and a business mentor. I train and certify life coaches, and I teach success principles to build transformational leaders for the kingdom of God. So if you know that you know that you know, baby, that this is your season to rise up. What I tell y'all all the time, it's time to rise up, baby, and to become the leader that you were divinely created to be, then I want you to go in the comments right now and go ahead and affirm it today. What we always say, baby, speak life over yourself. Declare that I am a leader, baby. Put it in the comments right here, right now. I am a leader because God did not send me to speak to followers. I tell y'all that all the time too. God ain't send me to speak to followers, baby. I came to speak to some leaders. So I need all my leaders to rise up, baby, and put it in the comments. Say, I am a leader. Also, make sure you drop your locations in the comments as well, too. I love seeing where all of our divine ones are tuning in from. Where are you in the world? Put your location in the comments and represent for the divine ones in your region, baby. Because God said we got divine ones all over the world. This is a global movement for the kingdom of God. I remember when God told me a while ago, he said, we are going to impact and influence 1 billion plus divine ones to tap into true kingdom living and to tap into your divine purpose, helping you become the person that God has created you to be, baby. This is a global movement and I'm excited about it. So come on in, come on in. So as I stated, I am also a business mentor. A lot of people forget that tip about me because I'm so much wearing my spiritual leader hat that people forget that I'm also a mentor in business. So I train and certify life coaches. I've trained and certified over 800 life coaches through my online academy, Latoya Okia Academy. So we train and certify life coaches all over the world. And so one of the things that I have seen that has been really big with becoming a life coach and walking in your authority and your lane as a life coach is this little thing that they call imposter syndrome. Yes, baby, imposter syndrome. And what that simply is actually a tactic of the enemy. It's something that the enemy tries to do to discourage you. It's a mindset that the enemy fights you with. If you're familiar with my channel and my messages, you know I talk a lot about the spiritual sledgehammer, baby. We taught a whole masterclass about that. And with the spiritual sledgehammer, that's when you step into the identity of who you are in Christ and you stop allowing these limiting beliefs and this stinking thinking that has been put into you by the enemy, the conformity of the world. When you pick up the spiritual sledgehammer, that means that you get in that word, you use the word of God to tear down this old mindset, to tear down this thinking. And that's what this whole imposter syndrome thing is about. It's a mindset of limiting beliefs. It's a mindset of thinking. It is the enemy's crafty work. It's his handiwork. And I hear God say, baby, that when I have called you to walk in your authority as a leader and to use your gifts, you can't let stuff like this stop you. You can't let these old thoughts, this old mindset, this voice in your head that's telling you that you don't belong, this voice in your head that's telling you that this type of stuff is not for you, that you're not smart enough, that you're dumb, that you can't figure this out, that this is for other people, but it's not for people like you. Those are the voices of that imposter spirit. So I came to speak over this imposter spirit today to let you know, baby, that that is not your portion. Whether you're a life coach or not, you're going to be able to benefit from this message. This is not your portion. God has declared great things for your life. And don't you let a spirit of an imposter or anything that the enemy try to put on you, don't let these thoughts come into your mind and take root in your spirit. The Bible lets us know that we have to cast down imaginations. I'll put this scripture in the description so you can go and read it and put it in your notes for yourself. It lets us know that we have to cast down imaginations and every high thing that will exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So what God is letting us know is that the only thoughts that should take root in our spirit are thoughts of God, thoughts of the kingdom. Anything outside of that, any lie that we accept from the enemy that we're not good enough, that we're not smart enough, that we're not in our purpose, that God ain't called us to do this, that you are fake, you are phony, they gonna find you out, they gonna find that you don't really know what you're talking about, you ain't really qualified for this. Those are thoughts of the enemy. And when you know and you have verified that you in your purpose and that this vision that has been given to you, it has been given to you by God and it's been authenticated and you done went through your process and you standing in your lane that God has called you to be in, you better know that the enemy gonna try you with that imposter spirit. So I'm gonna give y'all some tips today to be able to block that, to be able to come up against that, so you don't allow those thoughts of scarcity, those thoughts of limiting beliefs and stinking thinking, so you don't let that stop you from your purpose, okay? So you'll see me looking over here to the side because I'm just that serious. I put notes up here on my computer screen, baby, so I can make sure I give y'all what you need, okay? So grab your journal, grab your blue ink pen, because whether you are a life coach or not, you're gonna be able to learn from this. Whether you are a business owner, whether you are in any type of leadership, whether it's in your home, your job, anywhere, the enemy gonna try you with this imposter mess. Don't let him try to talk you out of your position that God has called you to be in, okay? So number one tip I'm gonna give you is to acknowledge what you are feeling. Acknowledge what you are feeling. So a lot of times people are fighting the imposter spirit, but they don't even know what's going on. They thinking that the thoughts that they hearing in their head, that they not good enough, that they not smart enough, that they'll never make it, they'll never succeed, that they'll never be successful. They thinking that these thoughts are their thoughts. Those aren't your thoughts, baby. Those are the thoughts of the enemy. So you got to sit down with your journal and your blue ink pen, and you have to acknowledge what you are feeling. You got to write down all of your negative emotions, write down all your negative feelings, because what you are doing by doing that, I talk about this all the time with my students and my clients, you are externalizing the enemy. Externalizing the enemy. And what that means is that the enemy that is within you, that's fighting you, by you writing down and acknowledging your feelings and writing down your negative emotions and what you're thinking, what you're doing is you're taking that enemy that is within and you putting him on the outside. We putting him on the outside so that we can actually see what has been battling us and what has been stopping us from prospering and what's been stopping us from succeeding, okay? So I want you to also understand that this is coming. Okay, a lot of time the enemy, he'll try to divide and conquer, and he'll try to isolate you and put you off by yourself and try to make you feel like that nobody else deals with this, nobody else experiences this. That's a lie, baby. Understand that what you are feeling is common, that a lot of people deal with this, even the people that you look up to. Yeah, even the people that you may put on a pedestal, even the people that you may consider to be beyond all this stuff, there is a level of this on every stage you get to. On every level you get to, you have to battle this spirit. So understand that this is common, that a lot of people deal with this. And what I want you to do is get your journal, your blue ink pen, and write down what you are feeling. Get these feelings, these internal thoughts and negative emotions, get them out and put them on paper, okay? So the next tip that I want to give you, tip number two, I talk about this all the time too with my students and my clients. You have to challenge the story that you tell yourself. Do not let these thoughts, these negative thoughts, these negative emotions, we are evicting them today. Okay, that's how I want you to think of it. You evicting them like a bad tenant. We are evicting them today. You will not live rent-free in my head no more. That's how I want you to think about it. All these thoughts of scarcity, all these thoughts of negativity, all these thoughts of not being good enough, these thoughts of being an imposter, of being a fake, of somebody calling you out from your past, somebody coming for your neck. We challenging that story. We're not allowing that story to live rent-free in our heads no more, okay? So what you're going to do is, by challenging the story that you tell yourself, you're going to take, like we said from the first tip, take every negative emotion, every negative feeling, every negative thought, and we're going to write it down. We take an inventory. We're not just letting it go by us unnoticed anymore. So we're going to take that and we're going to write each one down. And then you go through each one of those negative emotions, go through each one of those negative feelings that you have, and you put it on the stand. Put it on the spiritual stand. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Any of y'all ever seen Law and Order? You ever seen any of the, like, I used to love Law and Order SVU, but I had to leave it alone because it was too damaging to my mindset. But I used to love me some Law and Order SVU. I used to love Benson and Stabler. And then Olivia, Detective Liv, she went on up and now I think she's like the captain, lieutenant. I had to stop watching the show though because it was just, yeah, it was feeding the old mindset. But just know that that used to be one of my favorite shows, Law and Order SVU. And one of the parts that I love about on that show is when they would go to court and the DA come up in that thing, baby, and he start interrogating the person, start interrogating the witness that's on the stand, and he start hitting them with them hard questions. When they put them on the stand, they start hitting them with them hard questions. Then they get them all wrapped up in their emotions. And once they all wrapped up in their emotions, boom, he get them to crack. And he get them right where he want them, and he get the information that he was pulling for. And so I want you to think about your thoughts the same way. Think about these negative feelings, these negative thoughts, these thoughts of imposter syndrome. We're going to take them just like how the DA did on Law and Order, and we're going to put them on the stand. But all of this is happening mentally in your mind. It's happening spiritually. We're going to take that thought that says that I'll never figure this out. I'm never going to be successful. I'm never going to be prosperous. We're going to take that thought and we're going to put it on the stand and we're going to interrogate it. We're going to break it down until we get it to crack, until we get it to fold. And what we're going to break it down with is the Word of God, the Bible, Scripture. The Word of God. And why is that? Because the Word of God is law. The Word of God is truth today, tomorrow, and forevermore. There is no other truth. The only truth that ever was and that ever will be is the Word of God. So we're going to take the Scripture, we're going to take the Word of God, and we're going to pair that negative thought up against the Word of God. And these are the questions that you're going to interrogate this thought with. You're going to say, is this what God says about me? Is there evidence in the truth? Is there evidence in the Word of God to support this? And after you search the Scriptures, after you look through the Word of God, I'm not good enough. I'm ugly. I'm dumb. I'm not smart. Is there Scripture to support this? Is there evidence in the Word of God to support this? Is this what God says about me? No. No, because God says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God says that I am a blessed and holy nation. I am a royal priesthood. I am a people for God's special possession. I am the chosen one. That's what God says about me. God says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. I have plans to bless you. I have plans to prosper you. I have plans to give you hope and a future. I'm broke. I'll never make no money. Is that what God says about me? No. God says that I am a lender and not a borrower. He says that he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to put these thoughts on the stand one by one, and you're going to challenge the story that you tell yourself. You're going to interrogate it. You're going to break it down until you get it to crack, until you get it to fold. Okay, so don't just let these thoughts live rent-free in your head. Put them on the stand and interrogate them. Break it down. Ask yourself these empowering questions and use the Word of God as your source. Use the Scriptures as your reference. Okay, hold on, Kari. I'm still recording, baby. So side note, y'all, Taylor and Kari over here because it's bad weather right now. So they in the office with Mama watching Mama work. So if y'all hear some noise over here, he'll be talking to them. They actually sitting right here by me on the floor. Okay, Car. All right, so I'm almost finished. I told him I'm going to make him something to eat when I finish recording this video, y'all. So I'm almost finished. I'm on my last few tips, and then I'm going to make y'all something to eat. Okay, so the next tip I want to share with y'all is to focus on your strengths. Write that down. Focus on your strengths. So the imposter spirit will always win when you are focusing on your weaknesses, because that's what the enemy, that's one of his tactics, is to get you to focus on the lack of something, to get you to focus on what you don't have rather than what you do have. He's been doing this since day one. He did it with Eve in the Garden of Eden. He got her to focus on the lack. He got her to focus on the one thing that God told her that she couldn't have, that God told them that they shouldn't touch. He got her to focus on the lack. The enemy is still running that same play today. He ain't got no new tricks, baby. He still running the same plays. He still running the same tricks. He want to try to get you to hone in on your weaknesses, because if he can blow up your weaknesses, he can make you feel like there's nothing special about you and you ain't got no strengths. But I'm going to tell y'all, like they say all the time, baby. They say a broke clock is right twice a day. I don't care how broke that clock is, it's going to be right at least twice a day. But if you only focus on all the times that the clock is wrong, then you'll miss the two times that the clock is actually right in the day. So we're going to focus on the two times that your, no matter how broke your clock might be, this go for anybody. I don't care how broke, busted, and disgusted you might be. It's something that you know how to do. It's something that you're strong in. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to focus on your strengths. You're going to get your journal, you're going to get your blue ink pen, and we're going to reflect on your strengths, your skills, and your achievements. Think about the things in your life that you have done successfully, that you have mastered, and there is nothing too small for this. There is nothing considered to be too small. We're talking about every single thing, and I want you to write until you can't write no more. If you got to write a whole journal full, a whole book full, every single thing that you have ever done that was successful, that was an achievement, that's a skill. If you work on a job, think about the skills that you use on that job. Why did they hire you for that job? They hired you to perform a certain skill. They hired you because you have a certain strength that they were looking for. So what is it that you do on that job? Do you have people skills? Do you have communication skills? Is it your intellect? Can you come up with a lot of different ideas? Are you a strategizer? Do you know how to strategize? Do you know how to plan? Are you good with organization? So think about things that people have told you that, man, you really good with this. Like, I wish I could do this, or I wish I could do that. And then those things that you are strong in, we're going to write those down, and then we're going to focus on those things. Focus on your strengths, your strong points. Not the things that you can't do or that you don't know, but let's focus on what you can do and let's focus on what you do know. Because the more you focus on that and you develop that and you cultivate those strengths, you get in different environments, join different groups, take different classes that will help you strengthen those strong points, the stronger you're going to be. Because side note, with what I do, I'm successful in what I do. But you know why I'm successful in what I do? Because I focus on my strengths. I don't let my weaknesses take over me. I don't spend my days thinking about what I can't do and what I don't know. I learn what I need to learn. I connect with who I need to connect with. The people, the weaknesses that I have, you know what I go do? I go find people that are strong in those areas. I connect with them. I establish kingdom connections. Iron sharpens iron. I don't sit around and focus on what I can't do and what I don't know. I only let my mind think about what I can do and what I'm strong in. And that's my superpower. That becomes your superpower. So focus on your strengths. Make a list of your accomplishments and all of the positive feedback that you have received from people. What have people told you that you are good at, that you killing it, you successful in this? Make a list of all of those things. Positive feedback from your clients, if you're a business owner, from people that's in your family, your coworkers, your boss. Make a list of everything positive that anybody has ever told you about yourself. And you're going to use this list to remind you of your capabilities, to remind you of how wonderful you are, of how amazing you are, of how you do have strengths. And that's what we're going to focus on. Okay. So those are three tips. I got so many more, but I don't want this video to be too long. So we'll carry this over into a series. So those are the three tips that I want you to focus on in this video and in the next video of this series, I'll give y'all some more tips to help you overcome that imposter spirit, that syndrome that the enemy try to put on you to make you think that you're not good enough, you're not doing enough, that you're a fake, that this ain't for you. That's the enemy. That's the imposter spirit. And we coming up against that. We ain't doing that. Okay. So I love y'all so much. I want to let you know, as I said, that I do train and certify life coaches. And right now, if you have ever wanted to be a life coach and you've ever wanted to receive certification to get your business started, now is the time, because my academy is running a huge life coach certification sale. And we have marked down the advanced training certification program for only $500. So I want y'all to go down in the description and click the link, and the price is as is. You don't need a coupon code or anything like that. When you click the link, it's going to take you to the page. All you got to do is find the button, click to invest, and sow that seed. And I'm telling you, baby, when you come in, there's a full certification program for you, video by video, step by step. I even give you a life coaching contract, a legal binding contract that you can use with your own clients. There's worksheets there available for you that you can use for yourself and use with your clients. There's step by step guidance on how to create social media content to be able to attract your ideal client, how to tell your story in a way that is captivating to your people, to your audience, because as a life coach, that's how people are going to be drawn to you, by your story. Your life is what qualifies you. So when you get into certification, you get training and you get expert knowledge and expert guidance from a coach that has been doing this for years, that has been successful in this lane. And I'm teaching you every single thing that I know. You have it in a curriculum format. And now you sure enough need to get in here after you hear this, because a lot of coaches ain't finna give you what I'm telling you right here, right now. You get the opportunity to meet with me on Zoom once a month to ask questions, to receive ongoing support. You get a private community with other coaches that I have trained and certified. So you got an eagle community with people that are just like you that are getting certification. Many of them have already become certified. They have launched their coaching businesses. People are generating income. They are changing lives. They are helping people get transformation by simply becoming certified as a life coach. And it's just you being you. I'm just being me right now. My baby's sitting over here on the floor in here in my office with me. I'm at home. I'm not having to be away from my kids. I'm able to be here with my children. I'm able to live life on my own terms. I'm able to work when I feel like working. And that's because of me becoming a life coach, me using my natural talents, my natural gifts. What we said, focus on your strengths, because I focus on my strengths, not what I couldn't do. Because if I would have been thinking about what I can't do, I would have never got started. See, you got to kick that imposter syndrome and you got to start focusing on what you can do and realize that there are people out there that need my strengths, because my strengths are somebody else's weaknesses. So there are people out there that need my strengths. So I want y'all to think about that. Now is the time. This sale will only be for a limited time. The regular price of this certification is over $2,000. So we have marked it down over $1,500 for this very short limited time. Now is the time. Invest and come in, get the tools that you need to build your coaching business, and go out there and change lives, baby. It's people that's waiting on you. And just by you being obedient and using your gifts, God is going to bless you. God has blessed me. God has blessed me. I don't talk about a lot of things that I'm doing behind the scenes a lot of time, but I'm going to share it just to let you know what God will do for you when you are obedient and you step out on faith and you walk in the lane that he's called you to be in. Because of me becoming a life coach and helping people with my gifts, I was able to close on my own home. I was able to buy a home for me and my children, a brand new home that I had built from the ground up. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. My children have a private fenced-in backyard, a nice neighborhood with pools here in the neighborhood, a very nice community, very nice neighborhood, very nice home. And I was able to do that because I used my gifts and I became a life coach. I took my strengths and I put it into coaching, and I helped other people get their transformation. I helped other people. I didn't let the imposter syndrome stop me. I told the devil, bye with your ugly self. You're not these thoughts in my head. You're not going to stop me. There are people out there that need what God has placed inside of me. And I'm going to give it to them. And you know what God did? God said, because you did that, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to bless your children. I'm going to bless your children's children. The Bible says that a good parent will leave an inheritance for his children's children. Baby, get in your gift. Don't you let this imposter syndrome stop you. Do you understand me? Don't you let it stop you. Find that link down there in the description. Come on in, come on in, because now is the perfect time. While the certification is marked down, you will not find another certification that gives you the value that I give you at this price. Go look in the market and you're going to see life coach certifications for $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And that's what mine is worth. And a lot of people will call me crazy because I put a $500 price tag on it. But God said it's somebody that is going to get in, that needs this, and is going to take their life to the next level. Going to take your life to the next level. And that ongoing support each month, that's for as long as you want to come in now. I'm not cutting that off. I'm not saying, oh, you only get that for a year. You only get that for 6 months. A lot of coaches, a lot of mentors, they not giving you that. If they give you ongoing support, you only getting that for about 6 months. You only getting that for about a year. So you get ongoing support from your instructor. I'm not just certifying you and throwing you out there to the wolves. I'm coming on. I'm dedicating time from my schedule. And I'm also a homeschool mama. I homeschool my children. So I have a lot on my plate. I have a lot that I'm doing. But I make time every single month to come on Zoom and meet with my coaches that want to meet with me. I come on and meet with my coaches that want to meet with me. Every single month, and they ask questions. I'm able to answer their questions, give them feedback, provide ongoing support. I teach on a new topic because the life coaching field is steady evolving. It's steady growing. So I teach on a new topic every single month. I reiterate things that they learned in the course as well. Answer questions if you have any questions from the course. Okay. So if you have any questions right now and you haven't joined, send me an email to support@iamlatoyaokia.com so we can answer your questions and get you signed up. Also, baby, come on in. That's all I got to say. Come on in. Okay? I love y'all so much. I am Latoya Okia. I'll check in with y'all later. Also, if you want to set up a one-on-one with me, I am offering one-on-ones right now for life coaches, business owners, and other entrepreneurs. So you can click the link to set up a strategy session with me. I'll put that below in the comments as well. Now, if you're not in the place where you can invest in that strategy session right now, I've said this before, ain't nobody emailed me yet, so I'm guessing everybody know what they're doing. But if you want to book a session with me and you're just not in that place where you can invest, send me an email to support@iamlatoyaokia.com. Send me your business questions and I will create a video, a public video here on my channel, answering the questions and giving my tips, my coaching tips, my strategies, and my advice for you. Okay. So I love y'all so much. Y'all be blessed.